soon to be replaced by Jimmy Fallon.
As host of this show,
The Morning Playhouse.
Y94.
There's no going back.
Y94, the number one hit music station, home of the Playhouse in the Morning. Zero, Rad, and Maggie, though. Rad isn't here today, Maggie.
No, he's not.
And it feels weird.
Incomplete,
feels
almost.
But there's a reason. I mean, we've been waiting for something. Like, it feels like forever.
About 9 months.
It's almost like 9 months we waited for this.
I know.
I'm very patient. I'm just guesstimating a timeline for this. But I think it was something about 9 months. Between like 8 and 10 months. Something like that. And what we were waiting for is this.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Baby, baby, baby. Oh, like baby, baby, baby. No.
Baby, baby. The stars are shining for you.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby, baby.
Rat, can you hear us okay?
I can.
I can't believe.
Good morning.
You made us our first morning show baby.
Woohoo!
It's official.
Now, what does it feel like?
It's been a crazy whirlwind. I think stuff started about Friday. We were helping our heroes there sell some bracelets. And then about 10:30, I got the phone call that, my water broke.
You're like, oh, my God.
And you gunned it out of here. I've never seen you move that fast.
You were just gone.
Well, yeah, and then it's just like, well, I've got to get stuff. And, of course, you know, you think you have everything planned and prepared, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, but I forgot to get this. I forgot to get this. And so, yeah, went home and immediately made our way here into the hospital.
And everything went good?
It went well. It was quite a long process because when we arrived, of course, the water had broke, but there were still no contractions happening. And so it was a little bit of a wait for that stuff to get going. And I will spare all the long details, but basically little baby Elin arrived at 4:30 in the morning on Saturday.
So that is her name. You finally, because I know when I first talked to you, you hadn't decided on a name yet.
No, and that's the funny part is we, you know, had a couple of names in mind, and we thought, you know, once the baby arrived, then we would actually, you know, sit down and kind of decide the name. And things kind of were a little bit dramatic because Sarah ended up spending about 3 hours pushing.
Oh, my God.
And things weren't moving along quite right. It wasn't happening. And, you know, the doctor came into the room and said, okay, you know what, we're going to need some assistance. So they ended up using a vacuum, which sounds way more terrifying than it actually was.
They hoovered your baby out of your wife?
Yeah, you're thinking like a Dyson or something is going to be coming out. And that's kind of the moment where things got really serious because, you know, you go from a couple of people being in the room to all of a sudden there's 11 people in the room.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's a whole NICU team kind of setting up in the corner. And it just, you know, all of a sudden went really fast and really crazy. And, you know, we heard many stories like that, you know, during the Cares for Kids radiothon. And they ended up getting her out. And I think actually, you know, Sarah didn't even get to see her initially because they get her out and immediately she goes right to the NICU team. And, you know, luckily I was actually able to take some photos of, you know, them working with the baby. So the first time Sarah saw the baby was actually in photo form.
Oh my word.
And, you know, but they were great. They got her all taken care of. They got her wrapped up. So Sarah did get to hold her for a little bit and they took her off to the NICU. And I went with her to the NICU and kind of, once I saw they were getting her all set up and getting her all ready, I said, okay, you know what? I'll be back. I'm going to go check, make sure my wife's okay. And luckily, everything, you know, went all well. And so it was kind of one of those things where Sarah was running a bit of a fever during the delivery, and they were kind of worried that there might be an infection, and that might be what was causing her to have a fever. So basically, they have the baby on antibiotics for about 48 hours, and they're kind of running some tests. And then once baby clears all the tests here, hopefully this morning, then we'll hopefully be able to take the baby home and get Sarah home and kind of start the reality of the process at home.
I got to imagine you're pretty excited to get settled into the house with your baby girl.
Get out
girl,
of
huh?
that hospital, yes.
Yeah, and that's kind of the blessing of it all. You know, you do want to get home, but it's great having a team like those NICU nurses and everything that are taking care of her and making sure she's okay. But, you know, having to go from room to the NICU on a constant basis, we're definitely ready to get her home and, you know, kind of start the process. And I'll tell you what, we always talk about that, about women and labor, and, you know, that's one thing they love to hold over the guys' heads. But after seeing that whole process, dear Lord, I will never, not that I was before, but I will never say anything about women in labor, because holy crap, that was, you feel like, you know, you can't do much, and they're doing a whole ton of work. And Sarah was going for a long time, and it's quite an amazing feat, that's for sure.
Well, you kind of glazed over something that I think requires a little bit more conversation. Now, the second you came in here and you said, hey, guys, having a baby, we discussed something many a time on this show, and you were pretty dead set on your opinion on it, and that was the positioning of you when this baby's being delivered. And you said, oh, I'm going to hold her hand, I'm going to stay along the side, I refuse to look. Rat, you kind of said it, but you quickly jumped out of it. Did you get a look?
You know, when it all started, the plan for me was to be up by her head, like you said, kind of holding her hand. And that immediately somehow got thrown out the window, because I was positioned helping hold one of her legs. And it was funny, because I actually had it set just well enough that her leg was actually blocking the view. And then at some point, somebody was saying, well, Dad, if you take a look here, you can see the head.
Why?
And then it came to that moment where, but then the way everything went, and she had to be in so many different positions and pushing, there came a time where it was like, you know what, I'm going to see something no matter what. There's no point in hiding.
Oh, God.
And so, yes, I was forced to look, and while it is, you know, quite the sight to see, and I think a lot of guys don't want to see it. In this instance, it was like, you know what, suck it up. You're going to have to see this, because you got to make sure that everything's okay. And, you know, especially with the process with the vacuum, there was no choice. You had to look, and you had to make sure that baby was going to come out okay. And that honestly was super terrifying, because I think we've heard that story too. Like, when baby comes out, it's not like it's TV where suddenly this 3-month-old baby is right there smiling and everything. You know, there's different shades and different things, and you have that moment of like, oh my God, is she even alive? And you wait as the NICU team takes her, and until you hear that first, you know, cry, then it's like, okay, she's there, she's okay. And I also learned one thing as well, that the terrifying moment, because while she was pushing, at one point, there is a point not to be a smartass.
Oh, no.
You don't
what
know
did
when
you
that
do?
Point is.
Exactly.
You don't know that.
And the moment came where, while she was pushing, she cracked some sort of a joke, and I didn't even think about it. It just came out of my mouth. Oh, I said, no. Well, if you've got the energy to crack jokes, I think you have the energy to push a little bit harder. And it worked, because she pushed harder, but there was quite an icy layer that came my way.
Oh, no.
So right now, when you listen to Butterfly Kisses, because you have a daughter, is it going to make you cry?
You know,
I think it will. That
is kind of, we talked about that. I was talking about that with you last night when you said, you know, does this feel real? And it did feel real until the moment that she's actually right there and you can actually see her. And then it's like, holy crap, like, I don't know, you know, I knew I was going to be a dad, I knew she was pregnant, but until you see her right there in front of your face, and it's just like, oh my God. And I will also say that, thank God she got most of Sarah's genetics, so she is a cute little baby.
Well, here's the thing, we just posted, like, just now, actually, on the Morning Playhouse Facebook page, those couple of pictures you sent us, and Maggie and I were looking, she does look probably mostly like your wife. How do you feel about that? She has your, I see your eyes. Everything else, including the nose, is not you.
She is so cute, those cheeks. I just want to pinch them.
Yeah, and that's just it. She was 8 pounds, 13 ounces, and full head of hair. Holy crap, I don't know where all that hair came from. And those big chubby cheeks. And she, so far, she is such a calm little baby. And I've said it around here, and I'll say it now because I probably won't be saying this later in life, but she has the most adorable little squeak that you've ever heard. And I think later that's probably going to turn into a terrifying shrill. But for right now, it's cute as can be. And she's got the, I don't, maybe I do have my size 12 feet, I think maybe came her way because she's got quite the pair of
skis on
her.
You know, I saw that with the first picture you sent. I'm like, she was a big baby. And then I saw the feet. I'm like, oh, my Lord, she's going to be wearing my shoes in like 3 years.
Well, most babies are.
We're already skipping the newborn clothes. And the good thing about that is, luckily, I think she will be fitting into the Batgirl cape of Zero much sooner than expected.
Good. That's all I expected.
So
that's
have you changed baby's diapers yet?
I have not changed baby's diapers yet. Sarah has been able to change. See, that's the great thing about the NICU team is so far they've done the majority of the work. We've got to do the more simpler stuff on the holding her and, you know, learning how to swaddle her and stuff like that. So we'll be getting there soon, but I have not been able to change a diaper yet.
Oh, boy. You know, at first when you said they needed to vacuum out your baby, I thought maybe that is because she did have your nose and it got caught on the way out.
Well, and they were worried at one point that she might have been sunny side up. So instead, you know, facing up. But I don't know. It's one of those things where she just kind of was stuck in a position. And after 3 hours of pushing, I can tell you, like, Sarah's energy was blown out. I mean, she had been in so many positions. And that part, I think, was one of the hardest parts because you just want to get that baby out. And, you know, she'd already been in labor for so many hours, and it was just like, I don't know how much longer she's going to be able to push like this.
Before we let you go, Rat, do you want a couple of your text messages?
Yeah, sure.
So there's about 30 of them right out of the gate that just say, you know, general congratulations. But there's also, are you sure this is actually Rat? Kind of sounds like him, but sounds way too grown up.
Part of that is the tired, I think.
And then this one, I really think, is just going to kind of be a test of how much of a protective, overprotective father you are at this point. This one says, I have a six-month-old boy if Rat's baby is still single. So I don't know how you feel about that.
Let's just say I'll be home polishing the shotgun very early.
Who gave you a gun?
Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad that you've agreed to go ahead and just kind of kiss your wife and the baby on the forehead and come back to work and be here by 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So we'll see you in about 15 minutes. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm sure she won't mind.
Congratulations.
Thank you much, you guys.
Yay.
Again,
I'm
Maggie
so
and I are,
excited.
Are clapping in the studio.
It's weird only people. Clapping just me, and I'm like, this feels weird. Yeah. I'm clapping for you. You're clapping for
me. Okay.
And I'm sure I'll be the annoying parent that'll be showing off his baby sometime soon.
Wandering around the office.
You better be.
Look at my baby. Look at it. Well, pictures online on the Playhouse Facebook. Congratulations, Rat.
Thank you much, you guys.
I don't know if you guys have a radio in there, but I just typed in baby into our song list and just put in the very first song that showed up. So here's your baby song. In honor of your baby, here's this song.
The Playhouse in the Morning with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with baby got back. Little in the middle, but you got much back. Little in the middle, but you got much back.
It's all that diaper in the onesie.
Aw, baby's first song.
Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. I wanted to play a song in honor of Rat now having a baby, baby little girl Elin. And I just typed baby into our song list, and that's the first song that came up. Just felt right. Felt appropriate. Now baby's first song is Baby Got Back. Again, that's all that diaper there. Hi.
With Rat's baby, when I found out when baby was due, I sat there and said, oh, I'd laugh my heart out if she was born on my birthday. And sure enough, she was.
So you have the same birthday as Rat's baby.
I do.
Well, that's kind of fun.
And I sat there and I was like, I bet you double or nothing. And sure enough.
Now you have like a kindred spirit out there.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Oh, that's kind of neat. So your birthday was on Saturday?
Yep.
Cool. Well, happy birthday, first of all. Oh my God, are we supposed to buy this baby a cake? I forgot.
We'll just wait till next year, and then she gets to make a big giant mess of it, and then Rat gets to clean her up.
Well, I like that part of it. Like that part of it. Well, listen, we appreciate you calling in. Happy birthday again.
All right, thanks.
So, Rat could be gone for a little bit here. Baby leave. He's got himself a beautiful baby little girl, Elin. You want to see the first pictures? They are posted online, Playhouse Facebook page. You can link up if you haven't already,
Y94.com. So
Maggie just wants to steal that baby.
I do.
Which is why you're not allowed in the hospital.
Oh.
No stealing babies, Maggie.
Fine.
No stealing babies. Naughty boy, la la la. Also, the Payhouse at 8:15. News, weather, in a bit as well.
Here we go.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Super crazy.
Y94.